You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Only in Wisconsin could two guys spend 2 hours debating politics, Packers, and pizza crust and somehow make it work. It's John and Gordy, serving up fresh talk every morning with that signature Madison flavor. Stay tuned. The John and Gordy Show starts now.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And this is the big day, Friday, just before the No Kings protest nationwide.
That's right.
This is the biggest event that is going to take place, I think, all year. This is just unbelievable. It's actually, you know, it really is the Hate America rallies.
Oh, but, according to the Republicans.
Yes. Yes, sir. They're not hoping that somebody attacks one of these rallies, right? By this incendiary way of talking about it, making us feel like we're terrorists out there. But, you know, if we're not on board with a fascist government, then I guess we're all just...
We're a bunch of haters.
Haters.
Yeah.
Haters.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday
yes,
to you.
Yes, I, yeah. I
rise and shine. Shake a leg. Up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you. How's
all right, do we have a camera on Dom here?
Yeah,
I'm right
okay,
here.
He's got it.
Yeah,
he's got it. Okay,
he's got his Bucky Badger.
And could you put your head on, please?
Oh, okay. I'd have to go over my headphones. Hold on.
Yeah, well,
I think you can do it. There's plenty of room there.
Oh, I did it. Look at this.
There it is.
Ooh. Dom was dressed like that for the night market last night in Madison.
Perfect.
Yeah, it worked out. I got a bunch of people were hooting and hollering at me.
They were complimenting him.
Yeah.
Yep. Anybody say how cute you look in it?
Everyone did. Everyone.
I got it.
Cute.
That's why it's
snuggly.
Cute.
Yeah. Right. We're starting out with cloudy skies this morning. We had some rain that moved through overnight, and that's out of here. Looks like it's moving off to the east right now. 59 degrees. It's going to be a high near 76 today, warming up a little bit. And we'll check John's Samsung WMDX watch to find out the sunrise and
the WMDX watch is indicating that the sunrise is at 7:13 this morning.
Oh, good.
And sunset is at 6:11 as we continue to lose more and more time in the afternoon.
Okay.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it.
A little bit later on, Rocker will be in the studio because it's Friday and because he'll have a look at the local music scene. For the weekend with the Max Inc. preview, and that's what's happening. We have Ben Jarbo filling in for Pam Yonke in just a few minutes. We'll get the Midwest food and farm update.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll take a look at the new Republican movement. Chris Hayes did a great piece on it the other night. I just want to play a little bit of it this morning for you. That's still coming up.
Okay.
And, of course, ICE is on it. Man, they found... that there is a Illinois cop who's an illegal immigrant. Can you believe this?
Wait a minute.
This is what's happened. This is happening as we watch. It
okay.
is.
No kidding.
And then, of course, RFK Jr. is saying, you can't trust your doctors. Well, that's not a problem, is it? A lot of faith in the healthcare system that we have.
Why would he say something like
in
that?
In public health? Because he's an idiot.
That's crazy.
Thank God they hire these people.
Oh, man.
And then J.D. Vance is out there saying that they're going to retrain the government in order to go after their political enemies. So all of that
is still they're doing that. They're after John Bolton now. He's been indicted. And
They say, oh, well, this time they've got a really good case. Hey, you know what? That doesn't obscure the fact that he's going after his enemies, okay? Let's not put that aside because they got a better case against John Bolton, who is somebody I don't like. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is an administration of retribution, and it's just unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have that same philosophy when we get in power again. the Democrats, and there's a Democratic president. We're going after every one of these sycophants. We're going after each and every one of them because they don't have immunity like the president has. Mm-hmm. These people are following his orders. That does not mean that they have immunity. They have a paper trail that is just unbelievable. And by the way, every one of these ICE agents that are masked, their names are known by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be known, and we're going to go after them too.
Okay. You think so?
Oh, yeah. Except, of course, we can't pinpoint who each and every one of them is who have done these horrible things that are caught on video.
Mm-hmm.
But at least we can try.
Yes. Well, let's hope that, the king steps down at some point, because if the voting is all up in the air, according to the Republicans.
You're right. They're really taking the
votes.
He's
going to cling on to power, until his dying day.
Yeah, there. I don't know about the other states that are redistricting. Mm. I don't know too much about that, right?
Yeah.
We know that Texas went through with it. I don't know the other states, so if they also follow through with their redistricting, there's going to be a difficult time for the Democrats to get back in control of Congress.
And you're right. I mean, I think the Democrats, if they do get control, they're going to go after the Republicans.
And they'll say, oh, that's retribution.
Yeah, well, retribution. Yeah,
I think you blew that argument right away.
But if Trump is still holding power, he can still pardon them. You know, that's the problem. Right? You don't think
but
so?
Because
he's still king.
Well, that's right. If he stays in power.
I mean, he's got immunity, but he could grant pardons.
Oh, he could, yeah.
You know. So they're probably banking on that.
I highly...
But if look, they, you know.
There, we've got 3 years and a few months of things to just wash out. I am telling you, we got a stock market that is just really just almost bottoming out. Now they're worried about the banks again. You know, deregulation didn't work out during the Great Recession.
That's true.
We found out that didn't work. We had Alan Greenspan, who was a big proponent of free markets, admit that there was a flaw in his thinking. Because the thinking is that the banks wouldn't take a chance and go out of business by making, risky loans. But they did. and that was the flaw in the ointment, or fly in the ointment.
There you go.
So there it is. And we're back at it again. The smaller banks are making risky loans. Home mortgage loans again.
Yeah.
My God.
A lot to talk about on this Friday. And again, we had the last night market last night. Dom, what's your report on the night market last
night? How was that?
It was really busy. I thought it was busy. Later on. The first few hours always take time for people to, people are still getting off work.
Well, they're leaving work.
Yeah. And,
right.
Parking spaces are becoming available, stuff like that.
I saw an inflatable bee walking all throughout State Street.
There was an inflatable bee.
Really?
I don't know what that was about.
Art Paul was not in attendance last night. He didn't show up. I don't know where he was.
Huh.
Maybe he's on tour.
I think he said he was on tour this whole past 2 weeks. So.
Okay. But, it was a good time. And, again, that wraps it up for the season for night markets.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Tomorrow, by the way, they're expecting 100 different protest demonstrations, No King demonstrations here in Wisconsin. 100 of them across the state.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Madison, around 20,000 protesters are expected. Now, the first one, they have 15,000.
Yeah.
So they're expecting
but
more.
I think people are even more angry now. So I think they're definitely going to show up. I think I'm going to go to this. My kid is going to it. He got a Guy Fawkes mask. So definitely going to be wearing that. I forgot to bring it in this morning. I was going to wear it here on the air and rant. But I forgot the mask, so I can't rant.
Darn.
Wait, I already did. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, we're just getting warmed up here.
Yeah. Just getting warmed up.
Well, I got to say, guys, it is National Pasta Day.
Looked at the National Day calendar.
Decided to take a little peek, National Pasta Day. So I think I'm going to be making some pasta tonight. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yesterday we missed National Bosses Day. We missed Bosses Day. I happened to see it toward the end of the day.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw it earlier in the day because I wished Sage happy Boss
Day. Oh, did you?
Day. Yeah.
What a kiss up. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, he was just sitting in the office. Yeah. I thought I'd brighten his day and say, hey, happy National Bosses Day. And he looked up and smiled at me, kind of chuckled. And said,
probably didn't appreciate that.
Oh, I think he.
Yeah. Some people, he was okay with it. They don't like the mantle boss.
I don't know. You don't think so?
He's more tech.
I sent a text to our boss.
Oh, really?
Catherine. And she didn't respond.
I know. She doesn't respond to anything we get. She's had it, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. What else is happening?
Yeah, okay, Pasta Day. I just want to kind of touch on that here.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
You know, I just found out. I didn't know. But the best pasta is the one that is pressed through brass. Brass.
Brass.
And the reason why it's the best kind of pasta is because brass creates a very rough surface on the pasta. And that rough surface holds the sauces that you put on the pasta. So it's a little more expensive to buy that kind of pasta, but you might want to look for it or just, you know, splurge sometime. So it's Just Ask John once again.
How did you know that brass makes that kind of difference with pasta? That's...
Because they write it right on the package.
Oh, do they?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Brass pressed. They always always present that as a big plus, and the reason they're charging $3 or $4 more for a pound of pasta.
First reference date to pasta goes back to 1154 in Sicily.
Mm-hmm.
1154.
Yeah.
They were making pasta.
Yeah. Somebody better fact check me on that.
And the brass thing?
And not brass. It's either bronze or brass. I can't. Now I'm starting to question my own.
Dom's looking at
aging memory.
Dom's
bronze cut pasta. That's what it is.
That's what I said, right?
You said brass.
Did I say brass?
You did say brass.
Okay, yes, bronze. Okay. I'm self-correcting as I go along here.
Right.
So, thank you for checking that.
No problem.
By the way, I got all moved into my new apartment, and I failed to notify my neighbors that I was moving.
They weren't listening.
Well, they were out of town. Oh. They were down in New Orleans. And so they didn't know. They came back and, you know, I'm gone. Gazebo's gone. Everything's gone. Yeah. So I just want to say, you know, hey, it was, you know, nice being in the neighborhood, but, you know, I'll see you around. Come to some of our events. They were very neighborly to me. Yeah. And that was very nice.
Because you ignored them and you didn't give them a heads up. I told you. I told you to at least let your neighbors know that you're leaving.
They're
friends of yours. They keep texting us and everything. They're great people.
Well, they haven't texted us since.
All you had to do was tell them you were leaving.
Well, I didn't want to, you know.
You didn't want to what?
I don't know. I just.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
I was busy packing and
no,
moving.
That does,
and,
oh, that, and, that helps. Well, I was too busy to tell them.
They were leaving town. I didn't want to leave, you know, have them leave on a bad note.
Oh, yeah. They were heartbroken. I just think you should have given them a heads up.
Heads up. I should have. Okay. Right. It's 19 minutes past the hour. Just getting going on a Friday morning. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with our producer, Dom Lee. Back with more after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, and that's Ace Frehley. We're playing him because he passed away yesterday, right?
That's right. 73 years old, mm-hmm. Guitar player for Kiss, and of course he went out on his own for a while, then came back to Kiss where they had a reunion tour and everything. And
yeah.
Apparently he fell recently, and
that's one of the problems.
That was
you have when you age, and
perhaps the cause
could become very dangerous. But New York Groove, one of my favorites in the old days, anyway.
We were talking about how I moved out of my neighborhood and
didn't tell my neighbors. I know your favorite neighbors who contribute to the show all the time. I'm just outraged by this.
Yeah, well, Catherine, yes, and you were giving me some advice. Catherine chimed in here and she says, "Let me see. The Hermit is giving Gordy advice on being neighborly. That's right. You haven't talked to your neighbors in 20 years.
That's true. But, you know,
why would I listen to
you? If we were
moving,
I'd go over there and tell them we're moving because of you.
Sure. Okay.
At least that.
I don't buy that at all.
All right.
All right. It's time for us to check in with the Midwest Food and Farm update here. And filling in for Pam Yonke today is Ben Jarbo. Good morning, Ben.
Hey,
good
Ben.
To have you with us.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you on the broadcast all the time, so let's find out a little bit about you, Ben. Tell us about your background.
Yeah, so I'm actually originally from Illinois. I know, bad. People call me
No, that's okay.
Me too.
No, we're good. Okay. We're good with that here.
What part of Illinois?
Just north of Champaign.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right down the street from the Shell station next to...
What are you talking about?
That's how we describe it up here
near
in Wisconsin.
Champaign-Urbana, central Illinois.
There you go. See, guy knows Illinois. Okay. Always does that. Always does that. That's what I was waiting for.
Okay. Did you grow up in farmland there?
Yeah, so I grew up on a family farm, you know, corn and soybeans, fun times, lots of dust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Hurting myself on equipment, that kind of thing.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And how long have you been with the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke?
So I've been here about a year and a half now.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
I've gotten a lot of people talking about my quote-unquote accent that I don't think I have. I actually got told I sound like a dumb Paul Harvey.
That's hilarious.
Being compared to Paul Harvey, I can't be too mad. Like,
Yeah,
whatever, that's whatever. True. That's true.
Fine.
Well, we were talking a little bit off the air before we came on here, and we're talking a little bit about this chicken flu and what's going around.
Yeah, the bird flu was found in somebody's backyard, and everybody know that I warned you. I warned you about these damn backyard chicken coops when they started bringing it up and thought, oh, this is a great idea. I have my own eggs now.
Yeah.
You can't test them. No one's out there testing these bird coops. You know, you just can't. You can't do that.
It's not really the case.
It's not healthy.
They don't test them at all. Huh?
Yeah, they don't test people's chicken coops in their backyards, right, Ben?
Yeah. No, like right now, it's just if you see signs, then you tell that cap, you know, and they'll come out and like confirm or not. But the interesting thing about this is in backyard cases, so in commercial flocks, you have a 10-kilometer radius of quarantine if it's found in a commercial flock. But backyards, you don't have that.
Mm.
So they actually have a list of the people that own poultry in their backyards, and they just kind of send them a letter and say, hey, your neighbor over there.
Mm.
Our chickens got bird flu, and so we had to kill them all. So,
oh wow,
wow.
So be wary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
now,
if I had a neighbor that had a bird coop, I'd be over there killing them all.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Again,
just
neighborly.
Kidding. I know. I love chickens.
Okay.
All right. Just to let you know.
Well, let's move on to something else here. Now, tell us what's going on with the soybean trade conditions. I mean, everybody's up in arms about this, and soybean farmers are rightly so very upset about the price that they're getting for their beans, right?
Yeah, since they were completely cut off by China, are there other markets for the farmers to sell their soybeans?
Yeah, I mean, right now, like you said, cut off from China. China has not bought any. While they're still setting records for their buys from South America for their soybeans, and they're actually building ports and things in South America to enable them to take in more of their soybeans.
Mm.
So right now, yeah, they're working on finding new markets, one of which my coworker sent me off, talked with someone with the United Soybean Marketing Board, and they just got back from Nigeria, where they're hoping to be able to send some soybeans for their aquaculture. So that's one of those new markets they're working on. But right now, farmers are in the heat of harvest. I mean, a lot of them are done with soybeans now, but we have this huge supply and storage is starting to become an issue for soybeans.
Can we utilize them here?
Yeah. So we use them in biodiesel quite a bit and in feed for our animals, but you can only have so much of that before.
Yep.
You know, we need to tip them off. We only have so much of a domestic demand for the soybean.
Well, you know, if they could, you know, make puffs out of them and sell them as cereal, that would be one way to do it. I don't know. You know, I don't know how they make cereal, but you know, it's still a mystery to me. I was always waiting for Mr. Rogers to have one of those field trips where they explain how they make cereal,
going out to the
how they make shredded wheat and puffed wheat and stuff like that. Who knows how they do that kind of stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah. They do use it in food, you know, soy oil and whatnot. And,
sure.
Yeah, that's true.
No question. And we send off cooking oil and whatnot. So, and then we are no longer getting cooking oil from China coming soon. Mm-hmm. And another announced 100% tariff, which I know farmers are a little bit scary on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Ben, it's nice meeting you finally.
Yes.
We hear you all the time. And thanks for the report this morning.
We appreciate you filling in for Pam Yaki. Yeah. And will she be back on Monday, or are you going to fill in then, too?
You know? She should be back, and I'll make sure to wish her a happy Bosses Day belated.
Yeah, do that. Very good.
All right.
Thank you, Ben. That's Ben Jarbo in for Pam Yaki.
The dumb Paul Harvey right here.
That's right. And we have the Midwest Food and Farm Report next on John and Gordy, right. WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time, and this is John and Gordy in the morning, taking a look at all the news that's unfit to print, so we're going to actually
tell you about it. It's what we do.
Yes.
It's a Friday, and it's cloudy out there this morning. We had some showers earlier, and it looks like that has moved out, and right now 59 degrees. It's going to warm up a bit today, 76 for a high this afternoon.
We're going to take a look at the new Republicans. The reason I'm so interested in this is because I have two Gen Zs at home.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that there is a MAGA Gen Zer out there. I didn't think that they would have bought into all of this stuff, but they have. And Chris Hayes did a great piece on it. We'll be playing that in just a moment. But first, let's go to the phone lines. We have Joe on the line. What do you got for us, Joe?
Good morning, Joe.
Oh, first off, Ben Jarbo has a great voice. It's distinctive, and I love it.
I do, too.
Very good reporter.
Yep.
Very good reporter. He and Pam have just, opened doors for me in terms of understanding Wisconsin's ag, and I really appreciate the work they do. But it's interesting that you brought that up, because I was going to call. There's a terrific article. It's very important for us to understand soybeans and our farmers, because it's a huge crop for us here in Wisconsin, and people are going through a world of hurt because of the choices that Mr. Trump has made. Paul Krugman, The Economist, has a Substack, and it's got this great title of this piece that says, America First, No Billionaire Buddies First. Mm-hmm. And it's a very good examination of kind of the economics behind this ridiculous deployment of $20 billion to the country of Argentina, which has just slammed our soybean farmers, as I'm sure you've indicated before. But there were two points within this article that I thought just summed things up so well. In it, he is talking about the fact that Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, has said that it's very important for us to give $20 billion to Argentina because, quote, they are a systematically important ally. And
the
Financial Times noted, this is news to many.
Yeah. It is.
What? Yeah, and he notes that it's point 5% of our exports are going to Argentina. So not really. But he goes through this examination, but he ends up with a statement that I just thought this really, really said it well. He's talking about the fact that Trump dumped this money into Argentina, and he said that funds will not continue if Milei, the president, is not does not win the election. And people in Argentina are furious about this because it's bullying them.
Yes.
Yeah. He said about it, Paul Krugman's line is, Trump clearly inhabits his own magic kingdom, unaware of how unpopular his bullying of other countries is. I think there's never been a better statement.
Yes.
He inhabits his own magic kingdom.
I love that. Yeah.
That's so true. That's my addition for Friday. Thanks, you guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. Hey, yeah.
Joe,
thank you
for that.
Yeah, for
that
catching
report,
us up on
yes.
that. It is yeah. crazy, isn't it? It's just absolutely nuts.
Well, smiling Scott Bessent. I mean, that guy.
I don't know. I think he's like a wax figure that came to life. You know? He is as stiff as anybody could ever be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Did we get a voice note a few minutes ago?
Who provided that?
Let's see. I can't tell.
It looks like it'd be Matt.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, on that same subject, let's go to Matt's voice note.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
We need to keep talking about it. Thanks,
yeah.
guys.
All right. Yeah. Well, Matt, you guys are continuing the conversation. It's great to know. Yeah, it is really strange. And, of course, then they sell all the soybeans to China and undercut us, and no big criticism at all from the administration or Bessent.
Yeah, and all these farmers are, what are you doing here in Wisconsin? Why are you doing this?
I would think they'd even be more angry than that.
Well,
they're
putting some of them out of business.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah. They're done.
All right. Well, we'll stay on top of that. Thanks for keeping us updated on that, Joe and Matt. Now let's get to the new generation Gen Zers who are... not the nicest people in the world, we found out. Yeah, they went to a particular website and checked out what was being discussed by the new generation of Republicans. And Chris Hayes did a great feature on it. I want to play some of this. Could we just start it here and find
out? The modern Republican Party under Donald Trump is an increasingly extreme organization. It's trafficked in some of the worst, most disgusting, hateful bigotry, racism, anti-Semitism, and we're learning it's even worse behind closed doors. Just yesterday, Politico published some private chat messages from about a dozen leaders of the Young Republican group across the country. Politico's reporting revealed a culture where racist, anti-Semitic, and violent rhetoric circulate freely. This was horrible, gross stuff, and it didn't happen in a vacuum. I mean, the rhetoric here is a core part of the formation of an entire subsection, a whole MAGA-centric cohort of conservatives. And when the news of these chats broke yesterday, you saw a really interesting dynamic playing out. Some Republicans did, I think, the natural thing, which was move to condemn what they read, condemn the chat members. Many of the people on that chat were fired or had job offers rescinded. The Black Conservative Federation, for instance, said, quote, "Let us be absolutely clear. Racism is not conservatism. Bigotry, hatred, and moral rot dressed up as jokes or free speech are the very evils that our movement must reject with moral clarity." Many Republicans were doing that until yesterday into today when someone rode in to stop them. When Trump's vice president said, "Quit it," where he gained notoriety last year for following lots of white supremacist accounts, including a self-proclaimed historian who praised Hitler and claimed that Winston Churchill was the chief villain of World War II. Today, Vice President J.D. Vance did the thing that he always does. It's the just get over it approach.
By focusing on what kids are saying in a group chat, grow up. I'm sorry. Focus on the real issues. Don't focus on what kids say in group chats. If you put something in a group chat, assume that some scumbag is going to leak it in an effort to try to cause you harm or cause your family harm. But the reality is that kids do stupid things, especially young boys. They tell edgy, offensive jokes. Like, that's what kids do.
Kids, young boys, tell edgy jokes. Now, just to be clear, the members of the Young Republicans are not 9 years old, and they are not 15 or 16. In fact, they range in age from 18 to 40. J.D. Vance is 41. Peter Junta. Until today, he was the chief of staff for New York Republican state legislator Michael Riley. When the chair of the Arizona Young Republicans asked if the New Yorkers in the chat were watching an NBA playoff game, Junta responded, "I'd go to the zoo if I wanted to watch monkey play ball." Wow. He also ridiculed black people, Indian women, female and non-white pilots, and wrote, quote, "I love Hitler." He threatened that anyone who voted against him in an upcoming election is, quote, "going to the gas chamber." Junta has since been fired. You got William Hendricks, that's the Kansas Young Republicans vice chair. Now, Politico says Hendricks used variations of the N-word more than a dozen times in those chats. Mm-hmm. He was also a full-time communications assistant for Kansas Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach until he was fired yesterday. Sitting Vermont state senator. This state senator suggested in the chat that non-white women didn't bathe. And a Catholic high school counselor who responded to a gas chamber remark with the retort, quote, "I'm ready to watch people burn now." She has since lost her job as a counselor. The whole point here is to send the message from J.D. Vance. This behavior is good, fine, actually encouraged.
Just young
it's part
kids.
Of what defined yeah, you as part boys. Of this in-group, like being an edgy edgelord who makes offensive jokes. Not by Democrats, like New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who we'll be hearing from later in the show.
Some bad apples. These are the future of the Republican Party. This was so vile. It is hard to find the words to put into context. This is not one person saying they love Hitler. This is a whole lot of people saying things that are so disgusting and so abhorrent that everybody from the president on down should condemn them. There needs to be consequences. This bullshit has to stop.
The problem is this is part of the ideological formation of the new MAGA vanguard.
Yep.
This is the world Trump is building. And the young Republicans in that chat and the halls of Congress have clearly gotten the memo.
Wow. A lot there to unpack, but... Those young Republicans, I was checking some of those ages, too. Mm-hmm. They're like mid to upper 20s and low 30s, this right. group that was involved in this chat. They're not boys. They're not. You can't just right. slough it off like, oh, these are just some kids online.
Teenagers, right? Yeah, 14 to 17. Yeah. Wow, they'll say anything, right? Yeah, this is 18 to 40.
Right.
And it's just amazing that the vice president would come out defending them, protecting them, making sure that they're okay. You can keep this up, you know.
Oh, sure.
You'll grow out of it. It's no, fine. You won't. You grow into it. Yeah. We've seen that happen. Just amazing stuff. And,
unbelievable.
And I just didn't know this was happening. So I asked my Gen Z sons at home, well, is this really going on and on your side of the aisle? And I know that, you know, they know all of this stuff. And they said, oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's just like, well, you could have told me, given me a heads up on this. But they have friends from high school that just are way out there, way out.
I have a few friends. I have a few friends from high school that are the same way, just
really?
Way out there. I mean, I go go on Discord. Everything's just all out there, and it's just
that's awful.
That it's just an amazing thing, and we'll probably hear more about this as the media kind of notices all these different areas to kind of check and double check and see what's coming up, see what we can expect in the future. And this is a very scary time for almost all of us. This is kind of bubbling up here in Wisconsin a lot. Turning Point USA, you know, being in some of our schools here, and this is a wild story. Turning Point's state representative said the group is not political or religious, if you can believe that. Well, I don't know if that's a convincing
Turning
argument.
Point?
Yeah. Wisconsin teen Katie Smiley was used as a poster child in order to make us sympathetic and maybe we could have Turning Point in our grade schools and high schools. Come on, folks. Anyway, here's Katie. She's being asked by the media up north, and they asked her about how she felt about Turning Point USA, the chapter being turned down again at her school.
So, Katie, tell me your reaction to what you heard at the board meeting.
I'm just frustrated that we're not able to change the policy that Hillsdale specifically made accommodating for situations like this, and that the administration isn't willing to change the policy because there's an availability to, and they're just choosing not to.
So you believe that they should, because the leader of Turning Point in Wisconsin stood up and said that they're not a political and religious organization.
What?
So do you believe the policy should allow a Turning Point club, not a generic civics club?
Yeah, because it's not political and it's not religious. So, and we specifically stated in our constitution and bylaws that we would not discriminate against any like situations that a person might have.
That's right.
So, if she had read our constitution.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, that's Lake Country Classic Academy. It's a Christian school, conservative, that turned down.
Okay.
Turning Point USA. Come on. It tells you something.
It sure does. It is 6:49. Coming right back with more of John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Get
down. WMDX 92.7 on your radio dial and also on that Civic Media app. Tune in to us. Mm-hmm. Text us, voice note us, and also be a part of the show by giving us a call.
You can do that, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-TALK. It's going to be a pretty nice day, warming up a bit. Highs in the mid-70s this afternoon with a mix of clouds and some sunshine. Kind of cloudy right now, 59 degrees. Looking out over State Street last night, the Madison Night Market, the last one of the season. Looks like they got the streets all cleaned up here for the weekend and for the big No Kings protest taking place tomorrow on the Capitol
Square. About 2 o'clock, right?
Yeah, around 2
Starting
o'clock.
Starting around that time.
Mm-hmm.
You can show up anytime, really.
Expecting maybe 15,000 to 20,000 people.
I was just checking out what was going on our monitor here, and Scripps News had a big report on, can you afford Thanksgiving dinner? Well, they found out the least expensive, complete Thanksgiving dinner, everything, all the ingredients you need for pies and turkey and stuffing, everything.
Right.
$40, go to Aldi. That's
the
place to go.
Whole, the whole package.
Yep, the whole thing right there at
$40
Aldi.
$40.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say Aldi's. I like the plural of it, but you know it is Aldi. Okay.
Thanks for clearing that up for us, because a lot of people were confused.
Yes, I know. What store is that? I don't know. Aldi's? I know an Aldi, but I...
Let's go to the phone.
All right, yeah, stop this.
Charles checking in with a report for us from Milwaukee. Good morning, Charles. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. So my wife and I will be heading down to Milwaukee tomorrow for the No Kings rally. Mm-hmm. There's one here in Oconomowoc, but I'd rather go to the one in Milwaukee. But I will make sure I have my brown paper bag so I can get my George Soros money in there. And I'm gonna contact his office today, because you know he's probably the head of Antifa, and ask him if he can also give me my $5,000 Doge check money in there as well, because I'm still waiting on that also.
Yeah. Good point, Charles.
Yeah. I'm looking for mine in the mail as well. But the paper bag might help, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
All right.
Charles, thank you for that. Appreciate
you know, remember when Tucker Carlson was talking about daddy coming home? Remember? Daddy's home, you know. Trump is the daddy. Home, and he's going to take away all the left's toys.
Daddy.
That's what he's threatening anyway, you're right. He's going to take everything away from us. By the way, that list of things he's taking away from the left should be out today. He promised today would be. Let's listen to this guy. This is cut 149, and this is Trump and what he's planning on doing.
Honestly, can I put it in plain words for
you? Yes, please, yes.
And you're a smart guy, so you all understand, but a lot of people don't. The Democrats are getting killed on the shutdown, because we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we were opposed to. So we're being able, and they're never going to come back in many cases. So we're being able to do things that we were unable to do before. So we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we wanted to close up or that we never wanted to happen, and now we're closing them up. And we're not going to let them come back. The Democrats are getting killed, and we're going to have a list of them on Friday, closing up some of the most egregious, socialist, semi-communist, probably not full communist, we're saving that for New York.
What?
Semi-communist programs.
Talking.
and we're closing them up.
Where's he going with us?
We're not closing up Republican programs because we think they work.
Yeah,
so the Democrats are getting killed, but they're not telling the people about that. I say it, nobody, well, I haven't said it probably as bluntly as I just said.
Could you say it as much?
So we are closing up Democrat programs
that
we think that we disagree with, and they're never going to open again.
We heard did you say that? I think you said that before as well. So.
Daddy needs a nap.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
What is... I mean, honestly, you heard it. He repeated himself a number of times there. He can't keep track.
No.
And by the way, that is like just a section of his answer. Really?
I know. It goes on and on.
I don't need to go on and on with that one. Oh, my God. That.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the
floor. Yeah, there he goes.
It's the orange blob.
Yep.
And he's really in great shape as well, so I don't know why we call him the orange blob, but... All right, let's get to something that they discovered. ICE caught a Illinois police officer being an illegal immigrant after all these years. He came here on a vacation visa.
Oh.
And he extended that vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And he got training, and he became a police officer in Illinois. Huh. Isn't that something? Let's listen to this. It's cut 146.
Let's do breaking news now. Immigration Customs and Enforcement has just revealed in the last short time a police officer working in Illinois is an illegal immigrant. Radule Budjevich works for the Hanover Police Department. He graduated from the academy in August, but he has been living in the U.S. illegally for a decade after his tourist visa expired in 2015. His illegal status was discovered as part of Operation Midway.
Wow. Let's get rid of him.
He's a police officer.
I know.
Went through police training.
A right-wing commentator for Tucker and Newsmax said this. This is his response. ICE has just arrested an illegal immigrant who is an active police officer in Illinois, is literally arming illegals and having them enforce laws on citizens. Insanity. This falls squarely on J.B. Pritzker and the Democrats.
Okay.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Yes, crazy. Well, yeah, giving arms to illegal immigrants as police officers.
What?
Okay, well.
Come on.
Stretching it just a little bit.
Just a bit. Yeah. It is 6:59. We've got to check in with news and weather and an update on everything that you need to know. And when we come back, we'll also check in with Savannah Tomei Olson. She's got a story about Wisconsin officials. They've been told not to send out food benefits in November. Yeah, she'll have more on that coming up right here on John and Gordy for a Friday morning. WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.